Thank you.
Hi. Hola. This is Tammy Rolls from Z1077 Radio. I just want to make sure that I have information.
This is Corporal Cook.
Yeah, okay. Corporal Stephen Cook, with a, and that's PH, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And you're 21 years old. When did you join the Marine Corps?
I joined the Marine Corps in 2009, December 13th. Or excuse me, December 14th. My ES is December 13th of 2013, so.
So you have just a year left then? Are you
planning on
I'm
putting
out?
In my reenlistment package.
Oh, good.
So I'll have another 4 years.
Do you think you're going to make it a career?
Oh, absolutely. I've got 17 years more.
Oh, my goodness, really? No, no,
yes,
no.
Ma'am.
17 more years. That's what you said, right?
Yes.
Okay, I thought you said you had 17 years in. I'm thinking, no, wait a minute, you just joined 3 years. Okay, all right, absolutely. Okay, so, happy anniversary, since that's on Saturday. No, tomorrow. Tomorrow's your anniversary.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, so, wow, way to go. All right, so let's go down here. Let's see. All right, so you're in RCT-7, and you are a legal services specialist. So tell me in English what it is that you do. I mean, you had a little job description of how you help the lawyers, but what is it that you do?
I'll kind of touch all over the basics of what I do over here.
Uh-huh.
I help with the critical and administrative and logistical support for the regimental judge advocate and the deputy judge advocates for the regimental combat team 7. I also help facilitate the process for providing evidence for the Afghan National Security Forces. That's for the prosecution under the Afghan system. I also help with the investigations and set up flight information for the judge advocates. Kind of touches up the basics of what I do here.
Okay, that sounds military. That doesn't tell me anything. So you help with administrative support for JAG. Like what? Like what do you do?
If
you're going to describe your day.
We have, what's that?
I said if you're going to describe your day, tell me what it is that you would do. What kind of papers do you file, or what, you know? I don't know. I don't know what it's like to be a parent.
Well, if we have any like missing gear or something that would constitute an investigation, I'll help facilitate it from start to finish, and I'll create some documents for it, like the regimental endorsements to the investigating officer's letter, and. I'll put, that's it for the investigations.
So tell me about...
I just kind of help out the judge advocates, make sure that their job's a lot easier. What's that?
So tell me what this thing that you said about the evidence for prosecution for Afghanistan.
Sometimes we have some documents that we have to disclose information on, and I help with the process of getting that information to the Afghan National Security Forces so that they can view those documents and prosecute the bad guys.
So this is Afghani bad guys that... like work on the base or that you find during sweeps, during patrols or something? Or
It depends. It's kind of both at some points. I'm not exactly sure how in-depth I can go in on that. So, if there's any more questions that you'd like on that, I don't personally feel comfortable answering them, so you can contact Captain Reynolds if you would like any more information on that. He can get it for you.
Okay, I'm just trying to find out exactly what it is that you do and over there. So, all right, so let's see. You said that in your little bio that you provided that you hear about good things that you're accomplishing over there. So what are some of those good things that you're accomplishing over there?
Well, I've talked to some of the local nationals, and I've asked them how they think the progress has been over the time that we've been here. And they stated that they've seen a lot of good things happening, like the judicial system is a lot stronger than it used to be, and they really like the progress that they've seen so far. I haven't talked to anybody that hasn't liked the progress that the United States forces have done over here.
Okay, I'm just making notes here. So you said you talked to local nationals, and they've said that they think the judicial system is stronger than it used to be. They haven't talked to anyone, or you haven't talked to anyone who hasn't liked the progress that you've done over there.
That is correct.
Yeah. So what's the first thing you want to do when you get back home?
Spend some time with my son that's about to be born. The due date's March 9th, so hopefully I'll be back in time to see him be born.
So you did mention on your bio sheet that you were hoping to swap out places with another Marine who's still here?
That is correct.
And so when do you think that will happen then?
Right now it's slotted that he'll be coming out sometime in February.
Okay. So spend some time with your son. That's so exciting about your new baby. I saw on the Operation Steven Facebook page some, like, sonogram or ultrasound pictures. I assume then that's your baby.
Yes, ma'am.
Have you picked out a name?
Yes, ma'am. It's going to be actually mine, so it'll be Stephen Matthew Aaron Cook, Jr.
Is that A-A-R-N? R-O-N? A-A-R-O-N?
Yes.
Stephen Matthew Aaron...
A-A-R-O-N.
Cook, Jr. All right, due March 9th. Well, I hope you get back in time and that he doesn't come early. So is that your wife or
yeah,
girlfriend?
Yeah, it'll be cutting it short.
Is it your wife or girlfriend?
My wife.
And what's her name?
Catherine Cook.
Okay, because I was looking, I didn't... Because on your family thing, it said Dorothy and Patricia, but it doesn't say anything about being married, so I didn't know if you were married or not. Okay. So that's awesome. And do they live here in 29 Palms?
No. My grandmother lives, that's Dorothy Wurtenberger.
Mm-hmm.
She lives in Seattle, and then my mother lives in Walla Walla. Most of my family is from Walla Walla, Washington.
Mm-hmm. And so your wife lives in Walla Walla then, or?
No, she's over in 29 Palms right now.
Oh, she is. Okay. Okay, and is it Catherine with a K or a C?
With a K.
Okay. All right. And so what does she think about you being deployed during her pregnancy?
Well, it definitely wasn't ideal, but she knew how much I wanted to deploy. And, well, just so happened she got pregnant during the time that I got slotted to deploy.
So why is it that Marines are so gung-ho about deploying?
I'm not sure. I think it's all the training that you go through during boot camp and MCT or SOI, whichever one you go to. You just want to kind of use those things that you learned. And I think it's the reason why anybody would really join the Marine Corps is they want to deploy, so...
Okay, and oh, I thought of something and now I lost it. All right, so let's see. So you want to make the Marine Corps career. Do you have any plans of where you want your career to go, or what you want with your Marine Corps career?
Yes, ma'am. Originally, I was going to do the enlisted side for a little bit and then try and go officer, but it's kind of changed to where in the next 5 years, I have to wait until my eight-year mark to see what I can do about becoming a chief warrant officer and then a warrant officer. But I definitely have some time to think about what I would like to do. And as of right now, that's kind of the basis of what I would like to do is put in the package for becoming a warrant officer.
Now, would you be able to stay in the legal field, or would you have to change your MOS?
That would be the plan, yes, ma'am.
To change it?
No,
to
stay in
the legal? Okay. So what about,
yes.
Doesn't the Marine Corps pay for you to go to school, and you could go to school and be a lawyer? Or is that not?
Yes, they could. But I'm actually going to use my school time to become or get my major in integrated plant science. That way, when I get out, I can go back up to Washington and essentially tell the owners to the vineyards up there and the wheat fields what they can do better to get a better crop for the next year.
Well, that sounds pretty cool. And what did you say? Integrated what?
Integrated plant science.
Integrated plant. I didn't understand that last word.
Science.
Science. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I suppose there is a lot of vineyards up there in Walla Walla, Washington. That's pretty cool.
Yes, ma'am. It's something to kind of keep me busy once I retire from the Marine Corps.
How long have you been married?
2.5 years.
So what's been your most memorable moment during the deployment?
So far, I would have to say it's traveling to the different bases here and being able to fly on the different helos that we have over here. Like, I got to fly on an Osprey and a 53 helicopter. Those things are very interesting to fly in. The Ospreys, they just up and go, and the 53s are a lot smoother. I also got to fly on a civilian helicopter as well, which was pretty neat.
A civilian helicopter over there? Really? What? I mean, that just seems strange.
Civilian contractors,
oh.
Ma'am.
It's funny, the corporal I talked with last week, his most memorable moment was flying on an Osprey, too. So it's like...
It is definitely something to remember.
I saw one fly over my house yesterday. It was, I mean, it was way up high, but I could tell that it was an Osprey. So, okay, let's see. So what... tell me what your typical day is like. What time do you get up, and what do you do when you go to work and eat, and what do you do when you're off work? And
well, Monday through Saturday, I wake up at 7 o'clock and get into the office by 8:30, and then I start the day. And most of the time, I try and go PT at lunchtime. Sometimes, though, there's things that are pressing, and I won't be able to. But I'd say that I probably exercise 4 or 5 times a week. And then on Sundays, though, we get to come in at noon. And so you kind of sleep in and you go do your laundry or talk to my wife.
That's probably the highlight of your week, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
And so what do you do when you, how late do you work on an average day?
From 08:30 to about 9:30 at night.
Oh, my goodness. That's a long day. And then when you get off work. I'm sorry, what?
I'm deployed, you know. Can't expect anything less.
And so then when you get off work, then what do you do?
I go back and I try and get some rest. A lot of the nights I'll try and get on Skype and talk to my wife before I go to bed. And then once I get off, I just go to bed.
So do they have computer centers set up for you then?
They do, ma'am. But I have my personal laptop at where we sleep, and they have pretty good internet service there. I pay for mine, and it's good for the most part. Sometimes it'll drop the call, or sometimes it'll lag from the sound and the actual picture. But it's better than nothing for sure.
Oh, my God, it is. I'm just, like, in awe that you even are able to do that, because my husband's a retired Marine, and he was
yes.
in Desert Storm. And it was, you know, weekly phone calls, and it was a
yes,
dollar.
Yes, the technology has definitely gotten better.
It was a dollar. No email back then either. So it was like just the fact that you were able to bring your own laptop with you and it's set up for Skype. So they have internet, but you have to buy it if you want to use it for personal use then?
Well, they also have a free Wi-Fi hotspot that you can go through. You can go to the USO with your personal computer and connect there. But depending on how many Marines are using it at the time or what time of the day it is, sometimes it's relatively hard to especially get on Skype.
Huh, cool. Wow, that's great. That's just awesome. I'm so glad that you are able to do that. So it doesn't sound like you have a whole lot of free time over there then.
Not exactly.
And anything that you would like to say to your family or the people listening to your story?
I just appreciate all the support from my families and friends. They sent me quite a few care packages. It's definitely a highlight over here as well. My grandmother setting up Operation Steven on Facebook, and that definitely helps me stay in contact with a lot of family members and friends from Walla Walla and California. And I just appreciate the support.
Okay. So what is your mailing address? Is that on your Operation Steven Facebook page?
It might be on there. I'm not sure if it is or not. If somebody wants to send me something, they typically get a hold of my grandmother or my wife to get that address.
Because I know with the others, it was, it was the name and then RCT7 with the section number and then unit 41500. 96427-1500 for your zip code?
That sounds correct.
What is your section then that they would add?
S1.
Section S1. Okay. Okay, so let's see. So what is it like to be deployed and have your wife going through this pregnancy without you and not being... is this your first child?
It is.
So, yeah, you're missing out on so many things then. So tell me about that.
That is true. But my wife knows how badly I wanted to deploy, and it's definitely something we had to work around and talk about, but it wasn't anything that we couldn't handle.
Plus being able to talk to her, you know, on the phone and
definitely helps out a lot.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, anything else that you can think of you'd like to say?
No, that's it, ma'am.
Well, I appreciate you talking to me.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
Bye.